Who cares? This is my show on this Saturday. Penguins are ahead of the Flyers. 2-1. At the end of the second. Maple Leafs won again. They were a team that I've been talking about for a couple weeks now of making the playoffs, possibly being in the top four in the East with the Lightning. The Rockets and Warriors are playing right now, and it is tied 6-6. Does that mean that the Warriors are starting to drop a little bit? Also, the Celtics are losing again. 111-98 with the Bulls. Lakers lost again, which puts them in a tiny bit position. We're going to break every game down here. The Tar Heels won. Tar Heels winning, and this is the first game that we're going to break down. The Tar Heels winning is huge. And here's why. Is because of the fact that the Florida State is red hot right now. And they are tough to beat. And the fact that North Carolina didn't just beat them, but they crushed them, is a whole nother story. That means North Carolina is now considered red hot. Beating Duke, beating Florida State. That's a lot of pressure for a college kid. And North Carolina, Duke, Tennessee is handling it good. Let's switch to the Lakers. Lakers losing hurt them really badly. Here's why. Because the Lakers really needed these three teams, these games, to go their way. And they didn't. Now they play the Pelicans again in a couple days. They really need to win at least that game. Now, the playoffs are not out of sight. They're not out of sight. Some people think they are. They're not. It just hurts them a little bit that they lost that game. And now they really have to restart, because they could have had a nice little winning streak here, two-game winning streak. Now they obviously have lost. Pirates are getting better. And, you know, MLB's still another couple months away. But if the Pirates can stay healthy, I think they're the team to beat in that division, as well as even the East. But they have to be better. They got to make better decisions, more trades even. And the Dodgers are another good team in the West. But the Pirates, you know, I don't expect them to go 0-18 like they have been before, but I don't expect them to be a breaking 500 at the first couple games either. And Penguins, we talked about the Penguins winning. We'll break that game down now. Huge for the Penguins. Huge. Here's why. Because the Penguins are on that edge of a playoff. They would be a wild card team now. Capitals are in that division. Really tough division. Flyers, this is a divisional game, folks. And if you're a Penguin fan, you want the Penguins to win, obviously. And you almost need them to win because the East is extremely competitive this year. Flyers need... They've been okay. They haven't been the best. They haven't been the worst. But they're there. They are there. And the Capitals lost, which was surprising. They lost to Buffalo, which was also surprising. 5-2. Wow. Why do you want to talk about Duke? Duke and Syracuse. Duke won that game. Actually, that is interesting because it doesn't really show anything about Duke. They won it without Zion. The thing about it is Duke doesn't show anything because that means Duke's still good without Zion, which is okay, yes, but that just shows you the power that North Carolina has, how good North Carolina Tar Heels are. Because Zion still played in the North Carolina game. Just not very long. 30 seconds. Now, of course, a lot of people would say, oh, he didn't play. 30 seconds in the game. But anyway, he didn't play against Syracuse. Duke won that game. And, you know, that is, just shows you again the power that North Carolina has. There. Alright, well, coming up tomorrow on my show, we will be discussing NHL most of the time. We'll get into Zion again coming up on my show live in Virginia Beach. See you tomorrow.